This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The Financial Exchange with Barry Armstrong and Chuck Zada. Weekday mornings 10 to noon on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, the relentless attacks on Donald Trump still go on every day, and they're covering a wide expanse of area, and they're still coming up basically empty-handed. And the far left in this country, they don't relent. It was a big, big deal. A big, big deal about Stormy Daniels. And it just turns out to be another so-what story. Again, I'm not dismissing the fact that he had sex with Stormy Daniels. I mean, I'm pretty certain he did. And I'll tell you, at this point, I'm actually worn out from it. Now, I sound a little bit a little bit hypocritical, but I try to be careful in every case by giving that person who was accused the benefit of the doubt. And here's, there's no proof, there's no stained blue dress. It's like Roy Moore. I tend to suspect he took out younger girls, which, by the way, is acceptable when you go down south. Great place to live if you're a single guy. But I'm not endorsing it. I'm just talking about from a hormonal standpoint, testosterone standpoint. Salt is, you know, fantastic. Or it was fantastic. I'm sure it is still. But I wouldn't sentence Roy Moore to anything right now. Then when you get into documented cases where these idiots like Al Franken just shoot themselves in the head, personalities like Matt Lauer show that they show demonstrably ill, it becomes a different story. So this whole thing on Stormy Weathers is turning out to be like a northeast snowstorm heading out just a few miles south where it was expected to, and nothing really happens. The attorney for Stormy Weathers, and Trump has threatened a 10 to 20 million dollar lawsuit, which of course she could never pay. If she divulged the information based upon the $130,000 she got from Trump's lawyer out of his own account, Michael Cohen, she broke that, and I doubt if this went even any further, it wouldn't be verifiable by the fact that she signed a non-disclosure pact. But I'm starting to see at this point who really cares. Anderson Cooper, as always, did his best to put a mark on the Republican Party. It hasn't happened. Even left-wing Joe Scarborough came out on MSNBC and questioned the attorney. We got evidence. Where's the evidence? Well, it's coming. It's coming. We're waiting. So far, this is just another empty show for the Democrat Party, and I'll call it the Democrat Party because after 12 years and a consensual sexual relationship, Stormy Daniels, I think, is looking for her moment of glory and her financial payoff. Now, the financial payoff with the Clinton gave to Paula Jones, I mean, he got off easy with $850,000. Clinton should have been jailed for that. So have your own barometer. I mean, did Trump engage in sexual relations after he got married? Probably. I'd like to do what I'd call an audit of Congress to find out how many of them, the congressmen are cheating on their wives, not talking from the pulpit of a church. It's none of my business what anybody does, except I think there are more things that are unacceptable to do the higher you reach office. That may or may not be true. I have to think about that. And part of that is in terms of the public eye. The other is how do you confront your family, your kids, et cetera. But things that I don't have to deal with, I'm happy to say, from a self-serving standpoint. And the battle goes on regarding Trump's expulsion of 60 U.S. diplomats back to Russia. And you say, well, his personal relationship with Putin is great. I don't know if it's great, but it's cordial. You never want to start a personal battle if you can help it. It doesn't mean that he's succumbed to anything. Rachel Maddow of MSNBC comes on for a few days and says, well, you know, Trump has got this thing going with Putin in regard to collusion, and it's definitely collusion, and it's definitely, and he will never expel any Russian diplomats from this country. Well, 60 of them have just left in Seattle, and there are more to come. And now 14 countries have taken on the similar expulsion action. And 14 countries, and most of this at this particular point is related to the killing by poison. And pretty scary when you think of the North Korean dictator. Kim Jong-un wants to get you with poison in Russia. I mean, these are just kind of exciting stories. You know, this is the kinds of things you see in spy movies. And I mean, I happen to love spy movies. I recommend you see Red Sparrow if you haven't seen it. It's another great one that's out. A little tough to follow. I have to turn to my wife and say, I don't really understand what just happened or what he meant or what she meant. They're a little confusing, but it's difficult when you talk about movies. How can you, in a sense, always analyze what isn't fact but is in the writer's mind? But, you know, I guess that's what makes it fun. I particularly frown upon people in a book group, who sit around together and read a fictional book and then discuss why this happened, why that happened. And there are things in life you don't get. I don't get it. I can get it from a non-fictional level. I don't get it. From a fictional level, you can read anything into anything you want. So Rachel Maddow comes out and makes a fool of herself again, as she did over taxes, claiming Trump's tax releases were going to indicate something onerous, and the fact that he ended up paying $25 million in taxes that year. There's no shame, though, in the Republican Party. I don't have any shame. It doesn't matter. You do what you have to do to get your win. That's right out of the Saul Alinsky handbook. The end result is achieved by supposedly following these rules. In Saul Alinsky's book, it's Rules for Radicals. Try to get a copy of the book. I haven't been able to get a copy of that book. I've called the publisher a few times. I just can't seem to get a copy, but that's one of the books on my list. I really want to read Rules for Radicals and see these amazingly brilliant and clever things that Saul Alinsky has recommended and put into action is, I don't want to go through, read his bio, just Google Saul Alinsky. I mean, it's really quite amazing. I've seen him in an interview in the 70s. No, forget it. He died in the 70s, in the 50s or 60s. And it might have been Morrow doing the interview, and he was the personification of evil. I mean, he dedicated his book to Lucifer, and if you heard this guy talk, you'd get chills up and down your spine. So that's my recommendation of the day. It's my recommendation every day. So I guess Trump has shown that he's not really afraid to expel Russian diplomats. And I don't want to pretend to know what's going on behind the scenes in most cases. 99% of them, I don't know what's going on. But if you want to read about Trump's indiscretions, at your own choice, you can Google Larry Sinclair and his current claims regarding Obama. And I mean, I've seen so many things by getting selected information. And I think there are people afraid to reveal them, but I have no proof of anything. So I will move on, unlike Bob Mueller. Coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, just mouthing that. That'll maybe one of my top leadoff songs in karaoke when I do it next. Back about Trump. It's Trump. It's Trump. I mean, everything is about Trump, and so much of what's going on is about Trump. And I'm going to clear up some what I believe are misconceptions about Donald Trump. I'm going to do it from the perspective of my background. I've always said, you got the wrong kind of people being president, but I never, ever, ever could have imagined that what we have now would ever take place. And I think it's truly revolutionary. And you can add in the tweeting as well, which it must drive the liberals crazy, because there's nothing. What are they going to do about these tweets reaching millions of people? So it gives him access to the airways directly. As to having it filtered through this corrupt media. So, there are a lot of good things going on. In spite of it, you know, with the good goes the bad, and vice versa. So here's the assessment that I think is becoming more and more impacted on Trump. First of all, his favorability ratings are going up. There's no question about it. And whether these polls are taken by Fox or CNBC, MSNBC or CNN, I mean, there has to be an air of legitimacy to them, or everything will be so tainted. You know, what's your sampling? Who do you go for? Do you go primarily to 90 out of 100 Democrats in order to have this poll? I mean, you have to know who the base is, unless it's totally random and you don't know the political party before you go in. So people are looking at this administration and saying it is so chaotic. It is so crazy. It is so disoriented. A lot of this is, you know, has been created by politicians, especially the big Obama supporters. And Trump is fighting everyone. And so they're talking about this revolving door of Trump staffed this administration. And there's no doubt it creates a negative perception, except when you get down to the nitty gritty of it. And these changes are bringing in people who are better, more closely associated with the president's vision. This isn't a small group therapy thing. or a small group analysis thing, or a think tank meeting where people can come on with divergent thoughts and one of them has an advantage over the other. President of the United States, by virtue of his office, has the advantage. And that's what his position dictates. He can make the final decisions. Look what Barack Obama did, even circumventing the law. But there's a huge difference, night and day, between these two. Is Trump elevating proven leaders who are going to assist in accomplishing his agenda with the people who elected him? If you look at it that way, the adjustments are positive. But we should really look about the danger of the situation of being too critical of what is a normal process in Washington. You get all these leakers, and we're going to get in right now. I know the incorporation of John Bolton in there. He's not going to put up with any crap from anyone. I can tell you that about John Bolton. I've interviewed him 3 times, and, of course, I've seen him and heard him many times. He's a warmonger. He's this. Yeah, you know, let's drop the bomb. Another gross exaggeration, like there was of Donald Trump, who said, oh, he's just going to be within an inch of the nuclear button. I mean, come on. These are people who just want to stir it up. And honestly, hold on for a second here. Got that Poland spring water staring me straight in the face, you know, those little bottles. Oh, so good, the simple things in life. Yeah, so you've got the dangers facing people when leaders, even past administrations, keep all these people. You know, you look at the Supreme Court and you wonder, my God, tenure for life. I mean, that's the most important aspect of our government, because they trigger a lot of the huge decisions, the Supreme Court justice. And, you know, you got old Mama Ginsburg still around. There's a tendency for politicians and business people to stay in position so long they become too comfortable in their role. How many people have you spoken with? Oh, I got through the day. I found a way to get through the day. The only reason, you know, we've all been through that. I personally, and I'm quite sure just about all of my audience out there, feel that there's something you have to accomplish during the day. So an unwillingness to make needed change can have really bigger consequences. Change is part of the landscape. The average American, and I can't either at this point, I can name the top members of the cabinet, can't name the entire cabinet or list the senior staff. But to care about the important things, that's not for us to be able to talk about in a debate. What is secure borders and lower taxes and a strong military and increased opportunity and a promising future for the next generation? And I am betting and I am hoping that this omnibus bill of $1.3 trillion, which allows $700 billion for defense spending, that Trump is immediately going to take out the tiny $25 billion of that and build this wall. This presidency will not be a success unless Trump is able to fulfill his obligations,
the main ones.
And he's doing one heck of a job in the face of all of these adversity, all of this adversity. We'll get to Obamacare. We are going to get to the wall. We've got the tax reform. It's astounding progress. It's going to be a tough fight forward, really tough. I feel it every day I do this show. Coming back. We'll be right back.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
We're back. excuse me, something just came up on my my email, and during the breaks, I'll often just browse around to see what's. I had nothing to do with it. I apologize. I can't. It's so funny, but I can't talk about it. All right. back here talking about the. Talking about Donald Trump and the fact that some of the comparisons between this and other administrations out there are truly amazing. Reagan and Trump cared about results in production more than protocol or process and weren't beholden to really lowering themselves into this. Everybody keeps talking about the swamp, so I guess I might as well join the group, lowering themselves into the swamp. They came from outside the Beltway, both Reagan and Trump. Now, you could say, Reagan was governor of California. Reagan came from outside the Beltway. Both of them, especially Ronald Reagan, who was a really top liberal at the time, when he was an actor in Hollywood, converted and saw the light. You know what I find interesting in my life is I've always been a conservative. I've always had conservative thoughts. When I was younger, of course, I couldn't articulate them. But I've just found that interesting because you got so many, I won't start naming the people, I could name them all day here, who have converted because they've seen the light. Hallelujah, brother! But having come from the outside, it's hard for them to understand why the wheels of government don't move quickly and often just stop. Because in business, things are different. If someone isn't doing what they're supposed to do or isn't part of the team, I mean, what happens? They're let go. If someone does not work in concert with others to fulfill the goals set by the company, even if they're decent people, and of course many of them are, and they're extremely talented, if they're not doing the things they're supposed to do, they're gone. So my question is, and here's the proof. Proof first. Business works, government doesn't work. Government has never, when I say never, I'm sure there's something that they've accomplished. Government has never been able to solve problems. I mean, take a look at the post office. The increase in, I guess it's still to some may be a deal, but inefficiency, loss, all of these government organizations, there's no reason why government shouldn't work the same day as business. Business owners don't, you see, when you're a business owner and you're responsible, you don't have the luxury of keeping people who don't produce and just hope it will change. You look at someone again and again and again and again and it doesn't change. Why would you think that it would change? Quote Einstein. I don't use that quote anymore. Everybody uses it every 5 minutes. Businesses have to look at the bottom line in order to answer to and make tough and expedient decisions to stay solvent. You look at, for example, and I don't think this is quite solvency, because let's take professional football for one, professional baseball too with their luxury tax. I mean, these organizations are making billions. and they're profitable. But deep down, unless they're fools, they make, you know, and a lot of it is just so ego-oriented. Many of them really don't care that much because they're billionaires, and it's just nice to have your name in the spotlight. But for a lot of others, it's a business. It's a business. And when you look at your own professional football team and before spring training arrives for the upcoming fall season, you see all these cuts or trades of great ball players. I mean, I look at it myself and say, oh, how could they have done that? Well, it's a dollars and cents issue. And if you're not in this to make money, you're not going to accomplish the other goals. And if you're not in this to have fun, you're not going to make money. I mean, it's kind of a hand-in-hand thing. And businesses have this necessity to fill a bottom line about making tough decisions, and whether it's cuts in professional sports or cuts in businesses. I mean, all you have to do is read maybe my favorite book of all time, Winning by Jack Welch, who came on the show for one of my favorite hours ever on that. And it's a remarkable blueprint for a successful organization. And Jack Welch may be in his early 80s now, but I want to tell you, this guy, I don't think he's lost very much. And he's a nice guy on top of it. I've had the pleasure of spending an hour in the morning with him, and I had the pleasure of spending an hour in an evening with him. Just extremely, extremely nice. So Trump's background, based upon what he accomplished, was all about making staffing decisions and changes. This is alien to Washington. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. I mean, you grow up in an environment, this is the protocol. You know, you follow the protocol. Reagan, in case people don't know, it had many, many staffing changes, especially within the first year. And then, you know, as a lot of people on the right are saying, then you end up with the very best of the people. And in his particular case, it was George Shultz, the great James Baker, still around. Ed Meese turned out to be a little bit of a sleazeball, and William Clark, Bill Bennett, a very bright mind, and I've interviewed Bill Bennett and his wife, and Elizabeth Dole, another very smart lady who had a lot of responsibility in government, all replaced someone who really wasn't doing the job that they were expected to do or living up to the standards of what Reagan wanted, and he did it. And you can't sit around and say, gee, what's the public going to think? What's the public going to think? Much of what Trump has accomplished has been through, honestly, it's been through guts, will, and an uncanny shrewdness I'm starting to think every day that I've never seen the likeness of. And this means even if he gets impeached, never talked about impeachment. There's no crime anywhere. But you can't fight every... You know, Israel's doing it. Israel has done it for years. You can't fight everyone without it taking a dramatic toll. There are lots of negative vibes and leaks from his own party, and I hope John Bolton has a part in... I don't know how much of a responsibility he'll have in doing that, along with General Kelly, the chief of staff, and I don't know who else is involved in this decision-making thing. The doors open and shut here every day. You need your own people. That doesn't mean they have to agree with you in debate, as Trump says. I don't know whether it's true or not true, but apparently from what I've heard from people who have been with him, he will let you say what you have to say very politely and listen intently, and then at the end he'll group all the opinions and make a decision. Isn't that what his president's supposed to do? Now you say, oh boy, it's often one decision one day and another decision the next day. He needs a team around him who you can rely upon. And as far as this flip-flop, I think this is political football, and I think he's doing it with intent. It's like changing the playbook of your calls in football so that you throw the opposition off. You know, things like the no-huddle offense, just scrambling and changing your defense is the two-minute drill. You know, I mean, I am certain I've seen enough of him to come to the conclusion that he is extraordinarily accomplished when it comes to that. And we've seen it in many examples. Like maybe how about you, Dianne Feinstein? You know, it's 82. You're 82 years old. Step down. And Trump should bring in the kinds of people who are going to back him. They don't have to agree with him. They're going to have to back him. Some of the people he let go really didn't do that. One more second.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 789-45. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
Final segment from Tuesday. Joining us for a large segment of the show will be Geraldo Rivera in his new book, The Geraldo Show, a memoir. Guy with a fascinating career. Who, you know, there are those people who are controversial, and they have many opinions that I disagree with extremely, like Geraldo and Alan Dershowitz. But I like them for their balance because they will actually come out and support a conservative cause. Now, Dershowitz lives in New York now and in Martha's Vineyard. And Martha's Vineyard, there are a number of people who have turned on him because of his support from a legal standpoint of Donald Trump and the fact that there's no collusion and that this is a witch hunt that Mueller's putting on. Well, it's hard to believe that great Alan Dershowitz, and I don't say that facetiously. I say it seriously. I've had that man on for 3 one-hour interviews on my shows with his books. He is, I mean, people say, who are the best? Jack Welch, Alan. I hate to pick him out, but Jack Welch. Alan Dershowitz, he could be number one. Could be number one of the best interviewers I've ever had. As were Jack Welch. I was just doing a Jack Welch imitation, but people on the left, unless it's the far left, it's the Pocahontas crowd. And she's doomed, by the way, because she can't get over this Cherokee blood in her. And she goes on and on and on and on about it. But there are some people, you know, people say, oh, you hate the people on the left. I don't. I respect some people on the left. I was about to say a lot, and then my mind was going through the I can't think of a lot. But let's get back to Trump and the approval ratings of Trump, which are the highest since April 25th of last year. And as I said earlier, you know who conducted the poll? You're not going to believe it. CNN. He's up 7 percentage points since mid-February, 4 percentage points since August of last year, when he dipped to 38%. 54% disapprove of the job he's doing compared to 58 last month and 59 in December. And you can say, wow, that's okay. Because out of the 42% approving, 86% were Republicans, 5% Democrats, and 41% independents. This is a CNN poll. The ones who most strongly approve of Trump's performance and strongly disapprove, they both have done both over the past long period of time, have held steady over the last four CNN polls, suggesting that he's holding his base. He's holding his base. Here are some of the other numbers. I generally don't get into these numbers, but I just want to take this morning here and get into cover a couple of them. 48% approve of the way Trump is handling the economy compared to 45% who disapprove. 53% disapprove of the way he's handling foreign affairs with 39% in approval. You're going to see that flip-flop. 54% of the way he's handling gun policy compared to 36% who approve. That's 54% who disagree, and you get 50% who disagree of his handling of foreign trade with 38% in approval. And I think you got to look at the sense that there's a lot of naivety in that. There's a lot of things to comprehend going into that. 47% think Trump has been too easy on Russia compared to 4% who said he's been too tough on Russia. Well, you know, I'm not here to change anybody's mind. It's kind of a ridiculous number. And the poll was conducted from, I mean, it's pretty recent, March 22nd to March 25, a sample of 1,014 respondents and released the day the Trump administration kicked out 60 Russian diplomats and ordered Russia's consul in Seattle to close. As the United States and European nations sought to punish Putin for the alleged poisoning. Now, what if that poll were taken a day or two later and the results were focused on the comparison and the treatment to Russia? You wouldn't have a flip-flop, but I bet that 4% would be up around 20-25%. See, everything is a matter of timing. Sometimes it's exploitive. Sometimes it's just the circumstances that we're dealing with every day. And I think this will continue to move, but you know, people like Larry Kudlow and John Bolton in there. I think there are going to be some really positive changes, although there are some adversaries. My God, Jimmy Carter is 94, and he looks like he's fully recovered. He never fully recovered, but at 94, I'm very happy from a mental health point. His wife is 90, Rosalind. I mean, there's a lot of good genes there. But he called picking John Bolton one of the worst mistakes. See, everybody thinks Bolton is going to be on that trigger. And he said we should advocate a first strike on North Korea. You know, things change. And when you're not in office, you have much more latitude to say things. Although people who are thinking of going into office often don't think of where they're going to be and what they say. Now, I heard Donald Trump say, before he said he was against the Iraq war, it sounds like John Kerry or something, he was in favor of it. And this is one of the great mysteries of politics of all time. Even the Republicans who voted for the Iraq war have denied it. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, almost everyone voted in terms of the intelligence they received. None of them said our intelligence agency is screwed up. And the irony of it is, it wasn't. There were chemical weapons found, Scud missiles, high vision aerial pictures of trucks, Syrian trucks, moving from Iraq to Syria. What do you think they had in their truck? Milk and cookies? I'm not changing my view. I don't care if it cost me any friends. I probably lost most of them anyway when it comes to this. All right, that's about it for today. Have a great one. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.